Welcome again to my podcast. I'm Litalia Huai, and this is 37 Doors. So today I want to talk about making good life choices. And I think that it's something that is really important, and everybody thinks about it, but we're making the same mistakes over and over again about sometimes maybe we are ignoring these decisions, or maybe we want to think that we are making good decisions in our lives, but we realize that we just made mistakes. But let me tell you this. I think that mistakes are not really happening. It's more about regrets. And I say, don't regret about anything, because we can learn from regrets and mistakes, if we may call it that way. So this is for one thing that I really sure about. I am not regretting anything that I have decided about up until now. So I'm just learning from the situations and making myself better each time. So, one more thing that it's really important that I tend to do a lot is making sure that I'm alone and I'm taking time for myself to think about things and situations about life. It doesn't really have to be about making good life choices, but I mean, how was my day and reflecting about everything and, you know, just like talking to myself. So this is something that I really recommend doing. And to let you know that it's okay to be sad, and don't ignore your feelings, and talk about the feelings with yourself or with somebody that is close to you. So I think that's very important too, and that can help you also regarding the making good life choices. So well, I have most of the times, even when I was a little girl, I tend to overthink things, and I tend to ask, ever since I'm a little girl, up until today, and these days I'm doing this also, I'm just like asking a lot of people for their advice, and at the end I'm like, no, I'm gonna stick with that, what I think. So this is something that I don't recommend doing. Don't overthink about things, and don't ask from a lot of people for their advice, because that's something that could very be frustrating and confusing. And then you are gonna say to yourself, "Okay, I'm not gonna do anything that anyone has just told me, because I think that I'm the most sure about what to do." So it's just like going to be very frustrating, and you know, you just wasted time for yourself and for others. So this is something that I'm trying to ignore and not do. Imagine the future that will help you to decide what you're pondering on. So let's say that you have a boyfriend, and he's asking you to marry him after like 2 years that you're together. And this is something that you're not sure you want to do, and you love him so much, but you're not sure that you want to do this. So just imagine the future and try to see if you fit into this future, he fits into the future together, and try to think about maybe his qualities and what he brings and what he doesn't bring to the relationship, and trying to ponder it, not that easily, but not too much. So and think about your goals. What do you want to do? What do you want to be? What do you want to study? You know, all the goals in life. And what are your values? Values is something very important. I think that if you value being religious, or if you value, I don't know, you value people who are, I don't know, maybe police officers, or you value people that are straightforward, people that are loyal, and you value charity, everything that you value. Things that maybe in your childhood you gathered the values. So that's something very important too. And I recommend doing something that I'm doing a lot. Like every day I talk out loud to myself, with myself. And I try to think about the alternatives. I mean, it's basically about everything. And then I try to imagine the alternative, and I'm trying to imagine how my life could be like with this alternative, and maybe it's better than the original decision or the original idea that I need to decide of. So that's something that I really recommend. So 37 doors, guys, we have a lot of doors in our lives, and we have decision-making doors, and we have experiences doors, and we have feelings doors. So we have a lot of doors that we are dealing with, and I want to make sure that maybe I could inspire other people and influence other people to make decisions and to make their life better. And maybe I could help with this podcast to other people with this 37 Doors podcast. So I am really hoping that I'm even slightly helping you. And I want to please make sure, if you liked it, please follow, please share the podcast to other people. It might help them too. And please, if you like music, and if you like my songs, and if you like poetry and literary, please make sure to check out the link below, my Hammer Words book, literary poems book. It's based on my songs. It's in there, and you can really help me out with $10.50 only, with buying the ebook and enjoy it and enjoy my songs in the digital stores. So I will really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend. Bye.